Hare. So I want to greet you all very affectionately for this evening of Krishna Katha. Today we will hear a verse which is extremely attractive. It actually pulls the attention of the Shukadev Goswami towards Krishna. It's the verse which Shukadev Goswami heard and which made him actually a pure follower of Krishna. So let us see now how to do it. Dankeschön. Like this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Namo Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Premanandi Hari 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 Bo.
We have to thank our enthusiastic Pujari for her very generous sprinkling of the water. Thank you, Mandaleshwari. You have given joy to our hearts today. Hear a little bit about the best verse. Verses, as we have heard by now, are like lenses which bring a far distant object close to us. Especially Krishna's pastimes are so difficult for the ordinary mind and senses to understand that we require the verses spoken by Shukadev Goswami in the 10th canto to really have an access to these pastimes. And this is very, very obviously presented in the pastimes or leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I would like to, in the beginning, read you one of these pastimes. And again, like in the other evenings, illustrate through this how a verse would put Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into an ecstatic absorption in Krishna consciousness. My hope in presenting Krishna Leela through this perspective is that you also will feel attraction to read the Srimad Bhagavatam and to see through the eyes of the Shastra. The Sanskrit word is Shrutekshita, through the eyes of hearing actually, you will see Krishna become absorbed in him. One day, it must have been around this time of the year. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea in Puri to take his bath. While he was walking on the beach of Puri, a particular sand dune in the distance caught his attention. This sand dune was called Chataka Parvat. It's a sand dune which you can still visit. It's a sand dune on which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has established his bhajan kutiya. It's not wandering. The sand dune is fixed since 500 years because there are palm trees on the sand dune and left and right to the sand dune. I was myself very fortunate that for one entire month of Kartik in the association of Srishtikata, we resided next to the sand dune, and we would go every morning, early in the morning, on top of the sand dune into the bhajan kutiya of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and performed our chanting there. The only ones around us were cobras and Hanuman monkeys, I still remember. During this time, I had a very profound realization. It was after 3 days that I always heard a calling in my heart, and I didn't follow the calling because I didn't want to move. I was happy to be at a place. But then on the third day, while I was chanting, I saw the beautiful face of Tota Gopinath and the call, "Come, come, come here." And I left the sand dune and only 5 minutes walk away from it found the beautiful temple of Tota Gopinath. This is a place, Chatak Parvat and Tota Gopinath, which is a must for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. You must go there. It is very, very good. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the sand dune, he mistook it for the Govardhan Hill. And in great ecstasy, he started to run as fast as the wind towards the sand dune. And while he ran, he recited this verse.
Hanta yamatriya pala harida savaryo yatna rama krishna charana sparasha pramoda manang tanoti sahago ganayastayo yat paniyasu yavasa kandara kandamulai.
Of all the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. And when this Govardhan Hill is touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very joyful. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had recited this verse. He started to run even faster. Govinda, his servant, who was always on the watch, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starting to run so fast, and he ran after him. Then, Swarup Damodar began to run. Jagannatha Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, Shankara Pandit. These are some of the devotees who ran after Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was like a whole storm of devotees running. There was even the elderly generation, Paramananda Puri, running, and Brahmananda, and in some distance Bhagavan Acharya followed, who was lame and took a long time to pull his leg behind. Now, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running very swiftly, the symptoms of ecstasy started to come in his body. There were bodily hairs standing on end. They looked like kadamba flowers. And it was intense. There was blood running from his body and perspiration all together from every pore of his body. He could not speak any longer. He fell to the ground and he produced a gargling sound. The eyes of the Lord overflooded with unlimited tears, and it seemed as if the river Ganga and the Jamuna was flowing from the two eyes and mixed. His entire golden body faded and became as white as a conch shell. And then he began to quiver like the waves in the ocean. Govinda was not sentimental about this. He knew the Lord was in this, it's called a devastating ecstasy, which would run over his body like an army of soldiers. So in order to help the Lord calm down, he took this Karanga water pot and sprinkled water over Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then he took his uttariya, this is this part of the dress, and he started to fancy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the way, this is a good treatment. Whenever you see religious ecstasy in someone and it takes over too much, just take some water and sprinkle it on the person. That always helps. And also fan. I remember at the Kirtan Mela in Mayapur, there was one scene when some people were just overwhelmed with extraordinary behavior, and no one stopped them, but they became so wild they even jumped into the ladies' quarters. So I had read this verse before, so I took a bottle of Bisleri water, and I just threw it into the faces, and that reprogrammed them. That is a good way to reprogram, because by the coldness, your nerves function differently. So that is highly recommended. If you see this, you know what to do. Then Swarup Damodar and the other devotees reached the spot. And when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, perspiration and blood coming from every pore of the body, they just were shocked and they started to cry. And finally, they observed what Gauranga Mahaprabhu had told him. He had said, when I come into these states of ecstasy, just please do me a favor, chant Hare Krishna very loudly into my ears. And that's what they did. They chanted and they washed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body with cold water. That is also very good. Suddenly, after the devotees had chanted for a long time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu jumped up and he loudly said, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
the devotees were in ecstasy. Their Lord was back. And they jubilantly chanted in all to the four directions, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
The auspicious sound of Hari's name filled all the four directions. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at them with some measure of astonishment. When he saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to his external consciousness, at least partially, and he said what he had just seen. Why have you brought me here? Today I went to the sacred Govardhan Hill to find out where was Krishna tending his cows. I came there. When I arrived, I saw Radha and Krishna walking slowly like kingly elephants into a cave and to perform their pastimes. And I wanted to go, but the gopi stopped me and said, no, let them be alone there. But you can do some seva. When they come out, you should decorate them with flowers. So I went and picked some flowers. Just then, when I had picked my flowers and waited for Radha and Krishna to return, you all made a big loud noise and you brought me from there to here. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had the chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but you brought me here and thus I couldn't see them. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked around, he saw the older devotees, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati. They had taken a long time, so they came after some time. And when Mahaprabhu saw them, he became composed and very respectful, and he stopped speaking like a madman. My dear devotees, this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would act on this plane in external consciousness, and then there would be verses or kirtans or just simply seeing something which reminded him of Vrindavan, and he immediately went into the deepest areas of absorption in Krishna consciousness, where he actually saw the Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the acharyas which came after him have given us also processes whereby which we could leave the level of material consciousness and come to the spiritual level. And tomorrow we will hear a very interesting program in the workshop which is relevant for us, which will help us step by step to go away from external material consciousness and arrive in the more internal spiritual consciousness where we absorb ourselves. Please try to listen very carefully. One of these processes you know, and we do this now. It is singing the holy names together in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ramo Ramo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
The power of the Bhagavatam is truly amazing. Amazing because it can manifest Krishna in our perception. The life of the conditioned soul comes to an end at the moment when he meets the devotees of the Lord and hears from them about Krishna. At that time, the mati or the inner orientation in life is changed. The Bhagavatam speaks of the goal of life is changed when you meet devotees and hear from them about Krishna. Meditation about Krishna, where the Lord actually appears in our mind, however, is only possible when we meditate about the forest of Vrindavan. Those of you who are experienced in meditation know that usually in the old traditional forms of meditation, you would meditate a lot on the element fire, which would burn away the non-essential elements, you know, the maya, the ignorance or avidya and so on. But in Krishna consciousness, we don't want to meditate about fire because fire would burn the soft body of Krishna. No, here we like to prepare our mind not with fire but with Vrindavan. Therefore, when Shukadev Goswami describes Krishna in the 21st chapter of the Bhagavatam, he opens that chapter with a description of Vrindavan. Do you know that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan by even one step? So if you want to create an ideal situation where Krishna appears in your mind, Vrindavan must also appear. In Vrindavan there are transparent lakes with many lotus flowers growing in them. There is a constant cool breeze which carries the fragrance of those lotus flowers and scent or makes the whole atmosphere fragrant. The lakes, the rivers, the hills, everywhere in Vrindavan you smell this extremely soft but stimulating fragrance of the lotus flowers. That's the smell in Vrindavan. Do you know the constant sound in the forest of Vrindavan? It's a mixture of the different birds which sing. Many of them sing Krishna Kirtan, like we heard last night, where they sing, "Oh Krishna, Oh Krishna." So beautiful. "Oh Krishna, save me." This is a song of the birds. "Krishna Pahimang." Or "Kihan, where are you, my beloved?" such songs, such sounds you hear in the Vrindavan forest. And also there is the constant drone of the maddened bees who go bzzz. But it's a very nice fruchtige Atmosphäre. The trees in Vrindavan are usually full of flowers. especially there are trees like the Ashok trees, which when they are touched by the lotus, when the roots are touched by the lotus feet of Radharani, they burst out in instant flowers. This is how the trees are in Vrindavan. And of course, everything inspires Krishna to make music, to sing his beautiful songs, and to think deeply, where is my beloved Radharani? Because everything in the forest of Vrindavan is so fresh, so enlivening, so inspiring, that Krishna is reminded of his loving pastimes with Radha. So there is one scene which I would like to describe to you today, which is the most congenial scene in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion that this is what the devotee should meditate about. It is the meditation of the gopis who remember Krishna. And we, as we have learned earlier, when we see Krishna, when we have darshan, we usually see from the feet and we go upwards to Krishna's smile. But because the gopis are just so absolutely close to Krishna, they start always at the top. They start with the smile of Krishna. And they describe Govinda from top to bottom. That is, they describe how Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan, and he has a peacock feather here on the head. Then they go down, they come to his ear, and they describe there is a Karnikara flower on his ear, which he changes from the right and left ear, just like a young boy who's very restless and very active, and so on. And around Krishna's neck there is a Vaijajanti garland which is made from 5 different flowers and which has tulsi in it, which constantly attracts new swarms of bees. And Krishna has a multicolored dancer's dress. Usually we in Krishna consciousness do not dress very multicolored. We dress unicolored. Only Ananda Nitya is today dressed in a beautiful shirt and so on. But Krishna is in a dancer's dress. What does this mean? He has a colorful turban, the different. Then he has often a red blouse, lightning red, you know, really brilliant, you know, really like like this red, this type of red. Then he has a yellow dhoti, but sometimes he has a different colored dhoti. Not just yellow, but it's different colors because it looks nice when he dances. And then has a belt around him. Krishna is the best dresser you can imagine. We will hear a little bit about that. And then the gopis describe how Krishna is dancing, because he is in a dancer's dress, so he dances, and he marks the ground of Vrindavan's forest and also the dust of Braj with his exciting footprints. Then as he enters the forest, you know, just being so joyful and pushing his ear, his flower from here to there, he's really into it. He dances and he says to his gopas, "Let's dance, boys!" And he plays, and while he plays, he looks at his feet in order to keep the rhythm, and is totally so sweet, so absolutely sweet. So the gopas become mad with the tunes from his flute, which he plays in extraordinary ways. This is a picture of Krishna, the God of love, the God of playfulness, the God of smiles. You know, Krishna always smiles. It's a verse which has had the most profoundest effect which you can imagine on Shukadev Goswami. Let me describe this to you. Shukadev Goswami, in Vrindavan they call him Shukamuni. They have this did not really want to come out of the womb of his mother. I think Kanai didn't want to come out of you, Gaurangi. Isn't it 4 days or how much longer? 14 days? 8 days, too long. But Shukadev Goswami, listen to this, stayed 16 years. 16 years. This must have been a reason of deep concern for Vyasadev. 16 years. He is staying in the womb of my wife, you know. 16 years, it must be quite a good sized boy, you know. So after some time, Vyasadeva thought, this is too long, 16 years. Even when one is very patient, 16 years is too long. So he came to the to Shukadev, to his wife one day and said, please, my dear boy, why do you give unnecessary pain to your mother? Come out. So he heard a little voice through the belly of his mother. Who are you that is speaking to me? Vyasadev said, he speaks. I'm your father. The voice came back. That is your Maya. No one in this world is anyone's father and mother. You should know this. We are not the body. We have one very great philosopher boy. His name is Nanda Gopal. And he sometimes gives talks in such a way that you don't know what to say any longer. He's so super intelligent. So Vyasadev said, my dear boy, this is very extraordinary how you speak to your father. I don't come out, said the voice, unless and until you can guarantee me that I will not fall into such Maya as you. Only if the Lord Govinda, who resides now in Dwaraka, personally comes here and assures me that I will not fall in such Maya when I come out, then I'm ready to take my birth. Vyasadev immediately communicated the words of his extraordinary son to the Lord, and the Lord, knowing well who was in that womb, appeared there and spoke personally to Shukadev these words: O Shukadev, you are my great devotee. I know you very well, and there is no point of you ever falling in Maya. It is simply not possible. Then, and only then, Shukadev Goswami was willing to come out of the womb, and he took his birth. But the moment he came out of the womb, he went away from his home and went into the forest. Vyasadeva again was, my God, he has just been born and already he renounces his home. What is this boy? And he ran after him, my son, come back. It says, only the trees answered him in the echo, my boy, my son, please come back. It is said that these trees loved Srila Vyasadeva very much, and therefore they repeated his words. Finally, Vyasadeva lost his son out of sight. He disappeared in the forest. He walked very fast. So Vyasadeva was very sad. He stayed in his little ashram and waited for things to develop. Then one day, the woodcutters from his ashram, the woodcutters who were working in the wood, came and they said to him, "Oh, Vyasadeva, we thought your ashram is a safe place, but there is a ghost. He's always in the forest, and he cries, and he shakes his body, and he shows different symptoms. What can we do?" Vyasadeva said, "This is a very good ghost." And he told the woodcutters some verses, and he said, "These verses are there to control the ghost. They are there to exorcise him." And one of the verses was the verse which I will read to you. So the woodcutters chanted this verse about Krishna, and but then they came back and said, "The ghost only becomes more dangerous when he had heard our chanting. Then he came and he cried tears of ecstasy and was hanging around our neck. What should we do?" Vyasadeva said, "That's very good. Show me this ghost." So he went with the woodcutters, he chanted the same verses, and again the same thing happened. Shukadev came out of the forest totally intoxicated by this Bhagavatam verse. Shukadev Goswami went to his father and said, "Father, these verses must come from you. Can you tell me more of these verses? I'm ready to come home to your ashram as long as you teach me these verses." Vyasadev said, TK, come with me. I teach you the whole Bhagavatam." So, what is this verse? This verse says,
Barhapitam natavara vapu kanayo kanikaram bibratvasha kanaka kapisham bejajantim shamalam randran vinu adara sudaya purayan gopavrinde brindaranyam svapadaramanam pravishat gita kirti. Krishna wears a peacock feather ornament upon his head. He has blue kanikarna flowers on his ear. A yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijajanti garland. Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendent form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Sanatan Goswami says that the word Natavaru Varavapu means Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan, which is equivalent with the purified mind of his devotee, in a form
which makes every living entity dance. When you see or when you think about the form of the Lord and deeply relish the form, you feel like dancing. In other avatars, the Lord is not so much fond of dancing. For instance, we don't hear of any particular dance of Nrisimhadev or Vamanadev or Matsya Avatar or Buddha. Buddha also doesn't dance, you know, he just walks. But Krishna is so much fond of dancing that he makes everyone dance. When Krishna joyfully enters the forest of Vrindavan, the peacock dance, the swans dance, I don't know how they do that, because then the gopas dance, and even the gopis who see the scene from the distance dance. Anywhere, at any time, Krishna dances. Even when he was confronting the Kaliya demon who had many, many heads, Krishna first thought, I will kill him because he has almost killed my Brijbasis. But then when he saw, my God, he has so many good heads, these are all stages for dancing, he changed his mind and he thought, let me dance. Isn't that wonderful how Krishna thinks? When the devatas see Krishna from the higher planetary systems, they also start dance. Even when Krishna was holding Giriraj, you know, and balancing Giriraj, all of a sudden he took his flute, he shifted the Giriraj from one hand to the other, and he started to dance, and everyone said, not now, not now, don't dance, you know. Giriraj was going like this, and not now, Krishna, this is not the time for dancing, said Yashoda. Anywhere else you can dance, but please not now. Krishna said, why not? You are holding the big mountain, Kanaya. Don't you notice? You are holding the mountain. No, mother. This mountain floats on itself out of bliss. Yashoda said, this is not possible. Then Krishna told Giriraj, why don't you just fly one round here? And then Giriraj floated. This is Kavi Kanapuna is explaining this. Shiva is usually called Nataraj, but Krishna is called Natavara. Nataraj means the king of dance. I've seen in Heidelberg there is a poster called the Lord of Dance. I do not know what this man is who is saying he is the Lord of Dance, because he has not studied Krishna very carefully. So Shiva is called Nataraj, but his dance destroys everything. When he starts getting into it, that's the end of the universe. But when Krishna dances, who's Natavara, the best of all dancers, the whole entire world is inundated and flooded with bliss. That's the difference. So Krishna, this is described here, is coming, and please think about this beautiful scene with the cowherd boys. He's moving into the forest. He's herding the cows before him. There are some buffaloes going with him. Krishna also has a dog, I heard recently. He's called Vyagra. He's a very heavy dog who protects everyone. And it's a huge procession which goes into the forest. And all the time Krishna dances and everyone is just not believing how good he dances. He has jewel ankle bells on his feet, which tingle, tiling, 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 tiling. He has a golden colored pitambara. That is his shawl. But Krishna says, when I have this shawl on me, and when I dance, it flies around so much, this is not good. And he takes the shawl and binds it around his waist, because then the shawl is not flying around and not flying into the face, like this. He has waist bells. He has this garland which decorates his chest, which dances. His fingers play and they also dance. You know, he's moving his fingers more than it is necessary to make the sound, because he dances. His eyebrows start to dance and his eyes doom, 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 start to dance. Then his earrings start to dance. His locks start to dance. Then the peacock feather, which is there in this top knot, starts to tremble and shake. And you know, around it, at the bottom, is a golden chain, which is put there by Yashoda Ma to fix the peacock feather, and that also dances around it. It looks really, the Lord is really the Lord of dance. It is not proper if a conditioned soul takes this title. This is not the best. So there is something. There is Radharani in the distance, who is hearing the flute song of Krishna. And one gopi comes to Radha and Radha is very sad because Krishna is in the forest. And this gopi tells Radha, the Makara earrings on your Lord Krishna's swing on Krishna's very soft cheeks. These earrings are expert in teaching his eyes how to dance. You know, the earrings go so nicely back and forth that his eyes also... Krishna is extremely playful. He is thinking, my earrings, okay. And then he starts to also dance with his eyes. Krishna pleases all the directions, this gopi says to Radha, by the luster which emanates from his body. Now, what this means is that the forest is usually green, but when Krishna enters, it's a wave of golden light which covers the green and makes it smaragd green. His golden cloth is shaken by a soft breeze which breezes. And oh, I should tell you there are two colors in Krishna. I didn't say that properly right. There is the color of his dhoti, and that color is a little bit like a bright light, but then from Krishna's body there are waves of bluish colors emanating. So when these two colors, the golden and the bluish color, they come together, it looks as if the Ganga and the Jamuna flow together at the confluence of a prayag. And when this happens, when Ganga and Jamuna flow together, the desire comes to bathe. Have you ever been at a prayag, a confluence in the Himalaya? You see, there is a two rivers coming together and you want to bathe. So anyone who sees in his mind's eye the bluish waves from Krishna's body and the bright yellow waves from the dhoti, he wants to bathe only in Krishna. And this is the topmost meditation of the yogis. I thought this detail you would like to hear. Now, you might ask yourself the question. You might say, I have heard earlier that Krishna always wears jewels. But Shukadev Goswami doesn't mention any jewels on Krishna's body. Do you know the secret here? When Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan, he puts all the jewels down on the ground because he wants forest decorations. It's more natural. You know, flowers, mango twigs. He paints his body with body paint. That's not a new thing. It's in Vrindavan there is a chalk, and he rubs the chalk over his body. He likes Vrindavan so much that he really doesn't have any intention to dress in jewels which come from the far away oceans. There is even one plant in Vrindavan. It's called Gunja. It has these seeds. They are like little bees inside. The seeds are red and black and white, no? White, yes. And when you must be very careful when you pick these, and one gunja berry breaks, there's a difficult poison. When it comes on the skin, you might die. But Krishna prefers even the gunja berries to jewels and pearls, just because they come from Vrindavan. This is how much he likes Vrindavan. Amazing, isn't it? Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, in all of Vrindavan, there is not one portion where Krishna didn't put his lotus feet. There is no fruit which Krishna has not eaten. There are no vines from which Krishna has not plucked flowers. There is no kunja, no grove, where Krishna has not sported. And there is not a single tree in Vrindavan where Krishna has not enacted his swing pastimes. Krishna likes the forest in Vrindavan so very much. You have no idea how much in love he is with that forest. A devotee who wants to please Krishna will always therefore think of the forest of Vrindavan as the ideal setting in which Krishna enters. A devotee will pray to Krishna, my heart is like a desert, but if you put your auspicious lotus feet and your auspicious presence in my heart, then I will be able to live. It is said by the surgeons that our heart has four chambers, vier Herzkammern. Your spiritual heart also has four chambers. In one chamber you must put Radha and Krishna. In the other chamber you must put Goni Thai. In the third chamber of your heart, if you you must put an exalted devotee of Krishna, a Sri Guru. And in the fourth chamber of your heart, you must put the holy name. This is how you can make your heart a spiritual being. Don't be satisfied with a material heart, with four heart chambers which just pump blood. Like a pumping house in the pump station of a town where water is pumped. And you can only be happy when you have in these four chambers of your heart Radha and Krishna, Goni Thai, Sri Guru, and the holy name. This is what the Brijbasi say. There's a Brijbasi song who goes like this, which I once heard it. So at that time, when Krishna entered the forest, the cowherd boys were singing his glories. And Krishna thought, later I will leave Vrindavan and I will speak, I will sing my song, which will become known all over the world. Do you know Krishna's song? Bhagavad Gita, yes, the Bhagavad Gita, that's a world famous song of Krishna. He is the most famous song author, you know, more than I can't get no satisfaction or anything, you know. Bhagavad Gita, that is better, you know, that is more famous over the thousands of years. So Krishna was thinking, later I will sing the Bhagavad Gita, so I better practice now. And he put aside his flute for a moment and he joined the singing of the cowherd voice. This is how Krishna thinks. Even when he is in Vrindavan, he will think of the benefit of his devotees. My dear devotees, I will end the katha here and we will go again back to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will try to see the movie, which did not work yesterday. I think we were not qualified enough for this movie. It's a very, very good movie. And, oops. It is there in the 14th chapter of the Antya Leela, so that you can find it. But for now, I just request you to relish it. It's a movie which tells us of the longing heart of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so that you can understand why he fainted in ecstasy thinking of Radha and Krishna entering the Govardhan Hill. So we will see. We really hope it works. I hope you pray also that it works.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said a little bit. He first saw Krishna, and then Krishna disappeared, and he at that time was putting his hands around his dear friends Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar and cried, "Alas, where is my Lord Hari? Where is Hari?" And then he gave this song. He started to sing that my mind has become a mystic yogi. It has left all social conventions. It goes begging, "Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna?" I thought it is a very... And when finally it goes to Vrindavan and there gets a hint of union. In other words, again he sees Krishna for some time. This is the life of absorption. But please don't think, oh my God, if I become like that, I want to have a joyful thing. This pain and joy in spiritual life is different than the ordinary experiences. It's the greatest sweetness in the heart when you feel, where is Krishna? You feel so happy, so released that you will be able to give up everything. So I thought we would just chant for 2 minutes and end this katha, and then we will be happy. Krishna consciousness. If you want to make a note, you can read about this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, 14th chapter, text 43-51. Hare 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 Rama play. You're looking for the melody. Then you see, you play what you know. Doesn't Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna Ketana Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Girira, Jaya Girira, Jaya Girira, Jaya Girira. Jaya Radha Kanala la Radha Kanala la Radha Jaya Radha Kanala la Radha Kanala la Radha
Krishna. With this, I want to thank you very much for your kind participation in this evening program. I wish you a wonderful, restful night so that you are refreshed tomorrow. Tomorrow is our day where we are again dealing with the subject matter of absorption in Krishna consciousness from a different perspective. I request that you are well rested and fully attentive. so that both the lecture and the workshop can actually bring you new discoveries in your life. And then the day after tomorrow, we will have our 12-hour Kirtan day, which is really the school of absorption in Krishna consciousness. It's a university of absorption. But we will say more about this. For now, I recommend to you to go before the deities, pray your prayers, and then say good night for the day to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.